Hey there, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're stepping into the fast-paced world of 2025 and beyond.
Where AI isn't some futuristic fantasy.
It's the key to unlocking your business's full potential.
That's right. We're digging into a report that highlights the biggest business challenges on the horizon.
And how AI can be your secret weapon.
To not just survive, but thrive.
And let me tell you, this isn't just another tech trend to ignore.
This report claims companies are losing trillions.
Trillions.
Because they can't communicate effectively.
Wow.
And get this, nearly three quarters of businesses out there don't even have a plan for AI.
So that's why we're doing this deep dive, to make sure you are ahead of the curve, not lost in the dust.
It's about understanding the challenges and opportunities that AI presents.
Yeah.
And then creating a roadmap for your business to not just adapt, but lead the way.
I like the sound of that. So let's jump right into the first challenge, which the report calls the AI integration gap.
It sounds very...
It sounds like a plot from a sci-fi movie.
It does.
But it's a very real issue. So what exactly does it mean, and why should we care?
Okay, so in a nutshell, the AI integration gap is the disconnect between recognizing AI's potential and actually integrating it into your business operations.
Okay.
It's like knowing you need to exercise, but never quite making it off the couch.
Right.
Many companies understand that AI is important, but they're hesitant to fully embrace it.
So it's less about not knowing and more about not doing. But why? What's holding businesses back?
It's a mix of fear, inertia, and perhaps a bit of deer in the headlights syndrome.
They freeze up.
Yeah. Some businesses are hesitant to invest in something they don't fully understand.
Right.
They hear AI and they think, complex algorithms, expensive software, and a steep learning curve.
It's like they need that extra push, that aha moment where they see AI not as a threat, but as a solution to their very specific problems.
Exactly. And that's what we're here to do,
to
break down those barriers and show businesses how AI can be their secret weapon, not their worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget the sheer pace of technological change. Mm. By 2030, the global AI market is projected to be worth almost $2 trillion.
$2 trillion.
That's not just a wave, it's a tsunami of innovation.
Wow, that's a lot of zeros. So that means pretty soon using AI won't be a competitive advantage. It'll be the bare minimum just to stay afloat.
Precisely. Imagine a future where your competitor analyzes customer data in real time to personalize offers, optimize pricing, and automate marketing.
Wow.
That's the power of AI.
Okay.
Without it, you're not just competing, you're falling behind.
So the clock is ticking, but it's not all doom and gloom, right? What about businesses that are already embracing digital transformation? Are they in the clear?
Not necessarily. And that leads us to the second challenge, what our report calls digital dinosaurs.
Okay, I'm picturing a T-Rex trying to send an email.
That's a pretty accurate image.
Okay.
We all know what happened to Blockbuster when they ignored the digital shift. The rise of AI, automation, and cloud-based solutions is happening at warp speed.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses clinging to outdated systems and processes are going to get left behind.
It's like trying to win a Formula One race with a horse and buggy.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
And here's the thing. Digital transformation isn't just about adopting the latest shiny tech. It's about fundamentally changing how you operate. It's about using AI to streamline processes, analyze data, and personalize customer experiences.
So it's less about a makeover and more about a complete metamorphosis.
100%.
Okay.
It's about evolving to not just survive, but thrive in this new landscape.
So you've embraced the digital shift, you're dipping your toes into the AI pool, but things still feel a little directionless. Projects are missing deadlines, teams are frustrated, and you're not seeing the return on investment you hoped for. Sound familiar?
Yes. This is where we bump into the third challenge.
Which is?
Leadership gaps in driving technological change.
So it's not enough to just throw a bunch of fancy new AI tools at your team and say, go forth and innovate.
Sadly, no. Here's the thing. Successful AI integration requires more than just cool tech. It demands a strategic vision, clear communication, and a culture that embraces innovation. And that all starts at the top.
Because even the most advanced AI can't replace good old-fashioned leadership.
Exactly. Leaders who prioritize innovation, who foster a culture of learning, and who empower their teams to experiment and embrace new tools, those are the ones who are going to succeed in this new landscape.
It's about leading the charge, not just observing it from the sidelines. So what's the takeaway for our listeners who might be struggling with this particular challenge?
Well, if you're in a leadership position, ask yourself,
Are you truly invested in this digital transformation? Are you providing your team with the resources and support they need?
Are you walking the walk, not just talking the talk?
Yeah.
Because actions speak louder than words, especially when it comes to AI adoption.
It's like that saying, you can lead a horse to water,
but you can't make it install AI-powered analytics.
You read my mind. Speaking of data, that brings us to our next major challenge. Data overload.
Okay.
It's like having a treasure chest full of gold, but no key to open it.
That's a fantastic analogy. Businesses today are swimming in data.
Right.
They have customer data, sales data, marketing data, even data about their data. But the real challenge isn't collecting it. It's knowing what to do with it.
It reminds me of that time I tried to bake a cake using every ingredient in my pantry. Total disaster.
I can imagine. And that's what happens when businesses try to make sense of data without a clear strategy. That's where AI comes in. Think of AI as that key we talked about. It unlocks the true potential of all that data, turning it into valuable insights, predictions, and those aha moments that can give you a competitive edge.
So instead of a messy pantry, we get a perfectly baked cake.
Precisely. Let's say you're a retailer with mountains of sales data. AI can analyze that data to identify purchasing patterns, predict future demand, and optimize your inventory management.
That means fewer wasted ingredients and more happy customers. But what about those businesses that say, we just don't have the resources for AI right now? What would you tell them?
I understand the hesitation, but here's the thing. AI doesn't have to be this massive budget-busting undertaking. There are AI-powered solutions available for businesses of all sizes and budgets. You can start small, focus on one specific area where you want to improve efficiency or decision-making, and scale up from there.
So you don't need to boil the ocean. Start with a cup of tea. I like it.
Exactly. And often, those small, early wins with AI can build momentum and demonstrate the value of AI to stakeholders who might be on the fence.
Okay, so we've got leadership on board, we're making sense of our data, but we're still struggling with good old-fashioned miscommunication. And in today's globalized remote work world, it seems like communication breakdowns are more common than ever.
You're absolutely right. That's our fifth challenge.
Which is?
Miscommunication and collaboration breakdowns in a global workforce. And it's costing businesses trillions of dollars annually.
Trillions? You're kidding. What's the culprit? Bad email etiquette. Too many Zoom calls.
It's a combination of factors, really. Different time zones, language barriers, cultural nuances, and the sheer volume of digital communication we're all bombarded with daily. It's a recipe for misunderstandings, missed deadlines, and frustrated team members.
We've all been there. You know that feeling when you're on a video call with someone and you can see their lips moving, but you have no idea what they're saying because the internet connection is so bad?
Oh, absolutely. Or those email chains that go on forever because nobody can agree on a simple decision. It's enough to make you want to swear off technology altogether.
Don't go off the grid just yet. Tell me AI has a solution for this too.
It does. AI can be a game changer for communication and collaboration, especially in a remote work world. Think real-time translation tools that break down language barriers, AI-powered meeting assistants that summarize key takeaways and assign action items, and even sentiment analysis tools that can help you gauge the emotional tone of digital communication.
Hold on, sentiment analysis. Is AI going to tell me if my boss secretly hates my ideas?
Well, maybe not in such blunt terms, but you get the idea. Sentiment analysis can help you understand how your message is being received so you can adjust your communication style accordingly. It's all about using AI to communicate more effectively, efficiently, and empathetically.
I love it. Sign me up for the AI-powered communication coach. But before we get too carried away with all these amazing AI tools, let's talk about the importance of strategy. Because diving headfirst into AI without a plan is like setting sail without a map or a rudder. You might end up somewhere interesting, but it's more likely you'll just end up hopelessly lost at sea.
That's a brilliant analogy. And it brings us to our sixth challenge. The lack of a long-term AI strategy. Many businesses hear all this buzz about AI, and they feel this pressure to jump on board, but they haven't actually stopped to think about what they hope to achieve.
They're so focused on the what of AI that they completely forget about the why and the how.
Precisely. AI shouldn't be treated as a quick fix or a magic bullet. It's a fundamental shift that requires careful planning, realistic expectations, and a long-term commitment.
So it's less about chasing the latest AI trends and more about defining your own AI destiny.
Exactly. It's about asking yourself those tough questions. What are your long-term business goals? How can AI help you achieve those goals more effectively? What are the potential risks and challenges of AI adoption? and how could you mitigate them?
It sounds like you need a solid AI roadmap before you even think about investing in any fancy new tools.
Absolutely. And that roadmap needs to be aligned with your overall business objectives, your budget, your risk tolerance, and even your company culture.
Because AI isn't just about technology, it's about people too, right?
100%. You need to have the right team in place with the right skills and expertise, and a culture that embraces innovation and is comfortable with change. It's about creating an environment where AI can flourish, where people understand its potential and are empowered to leverage it to its fullest.
So how do you create that kind of culture?
It starts with education. Businesses need to invest in training and development programs that help their employees understand what AI is, how it works, and how it can be applied to their specific roles.
It's about empowering your team with the knowledge and skills they need to embrace AI, not fear it.
Exactly. And it's also about creating a culture of experimentation. Encourage your team to try new things, to fail fast, and to learn from their mistakes.
Because in the world of AI, the only constant is change. And the businesses that are most adaptable, most agile, and most willing to embrace that change are the ones that are going to thrive.
Absolutely. AI adoption isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing journey.
So we've got our roadmap. Our team is on board. But what about the most important piece of the puzzle, the customer? Because in today's hyper-connected world, customer expectations are changing faster than ever, and businesses that can't keep up are going to get left in the dust.
It's true.
Today's customers are like that friend who always has the latest gadgets.
Right.
They expect instant gratification, personalized experiences,
yep,
and seamless interactions, whether they're shopping online, browsing social media, or contacting customer service.
And if they don't get that experience, they're quick to take their business elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Customer loyalty is more fragile than ever. And that brings us to our seventh and final challenge, the inability to adapt to evolving customer expectations.
So how can businesses use AI to not just meet but exceed those expectations? It feels like a high bar.
It is a high bar, but that's where the real magic of AI comes in.
Okay.
Let's start with personalization.
Okay.
We're not just talking about those generic, you might also like recommendations you see on most websites. We're talking about next-level personalization that uses AI to understand a customer's individual preferences, their past behavior, even their current context.
So it's like having a personal shopper for every customer who walks through your virtual doors.
Exactly. Imagine a customer browsing your online store. AI can analyze their past purchases or their browsing history, even the time of day they're shopping, to suggest products that are truly relevant to them in that moment.
Wow, that's amazing. It takes the guesswork out of shopping for the customer and increases the chances of making a sale. But what about those customers who are wary of interacting with AI? Some people still find it a bit creepy, right?
I understand that concern. But the reality is AI is already all around us.
That's true.
And most of the time, we don't even realize it.
Well,
think about the personalized recommendations you get on Netflix or Spotify, or the way your smartphone predicts what you're going to type next.
Right.
It's not about replacing human interaction. It's about using AI to enhance those interactions, making them more efficient, more enjoyable, and more relevant to each individual customer.
So it's like AI is working behind the scenes to create a seamless and personalized experience, but in a way that feels natural and unobtrusive.
Exactly. And the beauty of AI is that it's constantly learning and improving. The more data it has to work with, the better it becomes at predicting what customers want and delivering those wow moments that build loyalty and drive sales.
Okay. So AI is great at personalization, but what about those times when customers need help? I'm thinking about those frustrating customer service experiences we've all had, like long wait times, unhelpful representatives getting bounced around from department to department.
Right.
It's enough to make you want to pull your hair out.
I feel your pain, but here's the good news. AI can transform those frustrating experiences into positive ones. AI-powered chatbots are becoming incredibly sophisticated, capable of understanding natural language, answering complex questions, and even resolving issues without ever needing to involve a human representative.
So no more being put on hold for hours on end or getting stuck in an endless loop of automated menus?
Ideally, no. AI-powered customer service is about providing instant personalized support 24/7.
Okay.
Imagine a customer having a problem with a product at 2 a.m.
Right.
Instead of waiting until business hours to call customer service, they can simply open a chat window on your website and get help from an AI-powered chatbot that can answer their questions, troubleshoot the issue, and even offer solutions.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like having a team of customer service superheroes working around the clock to save the day. But what about those really complex issues that require human intervention?
That's where AI really shines. Instead of replacing human representatives entirely, AI can act as their superpowered sidekick.
Okay.
It can handle those routine inquiries and simple requests, freeing up human agents to focus on the more complex and nuanced issues that require empathy, creativity, and problem-solving skills.
So AI isn't just about automation, it's about augmentation, using technology to enhance human capabilities and create a truly exceptional customer experience.
Exactly. And it's not just about chatbots either. AI can be used to personalize email marketing campaigns, analyze customer feedback to identify areas for improvement, even predict customer churn before it happens.
It's like having a crystal ball that gives you insights into your customers' needs and expectations.
Right.
Allowing you to anticipate their needs and exceed their expectations at every touch point.
Precisely. And that's the power of AI to transform businesses from reactive to proactive, from transactional to relational, from good to exceptional.
Wow. This has been an incredible deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground. 7 major challenges facing businesses in the age of AI, and more importantly, how AI can be the key to unlocking unprecedented opportunities.
It's about embracing the power of AI to transform your business to create a more efficient, more innovative, and more customer-centric organization.
So as we wrap up, what's the one piece of advice you would give to our listeners who are ready to embrace the AI revolution?
Don't be afraid to get started. AI might seem daunting, but it doesn't have to be. Start small, experiment, learn as you go, and don't be afraid to ask for help. There are countless resources available to help you on your AI journey, from online communities and forums to industry experts and consultants.
And remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. AI adoption is a journey, and the most important step is the one that you take today. So what are you waiting for? The future of business is here, and it's powered by AI.
And on that note, it's time for us to sign off. Thanks for joining us on this exciting deep dive into the world of AI.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the curve.